Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And I am just so excited to be here. I just don't know what to do with myself today, except do what I do best, which is, of course, I love to talk. You know, yes, I've always been told that I am loquacious. But in my loquaciousness, I just love to share information, and this environment of radio show is definitely an opportunity for those that love to talk. But I mean, of course, if giving one the opportunity to share, and I love to share information. I've done this my whole life, so a platform being created for someone, you know, this is where we get to share the wealth and also do what we love to do. It is just such a blessing. So our topic of the show is, do you feel like you're stuck in life and can't seem to pinpoint why? Do you feel like you are stuck in life and can't seem to pinpoint why? Learn how to identify the why and how to liberate yourself to live the life you should be living. Okay, so we're definitely going to discuss that today, right, today. And for those of you that are reading the post, please excuse the typo in the post. It's supposed to say you are living. I mean, if you feel like you are stuck in life, so pardon me for that. Okay, so do you feel like you're stuck in your life, like you're going nowhere? You know that term that you're on, this hamster wheel. And no matter what you do, it just seems like the story doesn't change. You try this thing over here, the story doesn't change. You try that thing over there, the story doesn't change. You know, it just seems to be the same, the cycle that just goes round and round and round and round and round and round, and the story just never seems to change. Well, there are definitely reasons for this, and we're definitely going to tap into that in a little bit, being a practitioner for the last 20 years, this is a conversation that I have continuously with my clients, that they are on this, that they feel that they're on the hamster wheel. And it doesn't even matter how much money they're making. Many of them just feel like they are going nowhere and that the story is not changing. So if this is your experience, then this is definitely the show for you to listen to. Or if you know of someone, you know, maybe you'll learn something from this show today that you can actually share with a friend, with a family member, and you can pass on the wealth to them, because it's so important that we actually learn how to share. I was trying to teach my children recently that if you found $3 on the street and you were with two other people, what would you do? You know, and many times, we find money on the street. We're picking it up, and we are putting it in our pocket, and we keep going, you know. And there are reasons for why we do that, too, you know, belief system around money. And actually, just sharing that, that's actually a big reason as to why we are stuck on this hamster wheel, because of our belief system around money as well. So the question is, what are you doing? What is it that you're doing right now that you are, that you feel like you're stuck, like life is not moving. What are you doing? And the question is, why did you pick the job or career that you're in? You know, that's what you have to begin to look at. Why did you even pick that, what you're doing? Because if you're feeling stuck in what you're doing, like you're not growing, things are not changing for you, then you have to really go back and look at as why you even are doing what you're doing. All right? And you have to be truthful with yourself why you made the decision to do what you're doing, because that will definitely start to reveal and show you why you are where you are right now. You know, I always, you know, throughout the years with clients that are in positions that basically they should not be in, you know, they always say, I don't seem to be advancing, you know, I'm not appreciated, you know, I'm not growing, and the list goes on. So you have to look at why you picked the job or career that you're in. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and today we are discussing, do you feel like you are stuck in life and can't seem to pinpoint why? Learn how to identify the why and how to liberate yourself to live the life you should be living. So, again, the question that I left the listeners with before we took a break was, why did you pick the job or career that you're in? Like, why? You have to ask yourself, why did you pick it? And you really have to start to look at the why, because now we're getting into pinpointing the why. Because it's so important that we are honest with ourselves, because if we don't start to look at the truth as to why we pick these positions, you know, then you'll never uncover the why. You know, we could dance around it all that we want to, but if you're not truthful, I mean, and boy, have you ever made excuses? I know I've made excuses, okay, but we can make up some excuses. We can convince ourselves. I mean, we can lie. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I have lied to myself many times, and boy, I've created some good lies, okay? Oh, man, did I create some good lies, even to the point I stand back. I was like, wow, you know, that was serious. You know, you actually believe that, don't you? You know, and we can convince ourselves of these lies to the point where we actually start living them, and then when things start to fall apart, you know, the walls start to break down, then, you know, we have to really begin to look at the foundation that our lives were built upon. Well, what is that? A lie. So if things are falling apart for you, you don't feel like you have any stability, and, you know, you don't have a strong foundation on which you're standing on, then you have to understand that you are definitely living on a lie, all right? And there are reasons as to why that's true. Definitely have been conditioned how to lie to ourselves, right? But when we do start to hear the truth, right, when you know you're hearing the truth, what are you doing then? Are you beginning to take the steps necessary for you to begin to make the changes? So, you know, so let's just look at when we came into the world, right? You're born, okay, your parents, they're so happy that you're here in the world, you know. What's the next thing? You know, once you get to a point, your parents are going to end up taking you to preschool and then kindergarten and then first grade, and then you graduate from high school, and then you're trying to find a college, and then what? You're trying to find a job, right? So basically, and you're learning all this stuff in school, how to add, read, write, X plus Y equals Z, you know, A plus B equals C. I don't know what that has to do with purpose or evolution, but, you know, these are the things that we are continuously just implanting into our mind, even though, honestly, it just doesn't really have any true relevance when you think about it. But when we look at the conditioning process, when you think about your time through school, when you went to elementary school and junior high school and high school and you went to college, what was your focus? Was it to get a job? You know, you picked a major, right? You pick a major, what we're going to major in, and then the intention is to then find a job based on that major. And then we want a good job. And when I say good job, excuse me, what I'm saying is that you want a job that we think is paying us a decent amount of money, and then and that will help us to live the life that we want to live, right? And then, again, and why are we picking this major? Sometimes we pick the major based on the amount of money that we think that we're going to make. And I've heard many people say that. I've had clients come in and tell me that the only reason that they're picking these majors is because they think it's going to guarantee them a life of financial stability. It's not what they really want to do with their heart of all hearts, but they're just picking it because they think that this is going to aid them in having some sort of financial stability. And then what happens? So here it is. We're now in a job that we don't like, and we picked it based on money, right, on money. And then we're trying to advance. We're looking to get a promotion, an increase in our salary, and then the increase in salary, you know, we see the increase in the salary, and we think that that is going to really bring us more joy at the end of the week because there are more numbers in that paycheck, even though the energy that we put in, we're just, like, extremely exhausted mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. But again, you know, every time we hear the increase in numbers, we got a big smile on our face. But, you know, what are we compromising because of this? What are you compromising because of this? So, again, you have to ask yourself, why did you pick it? Because the job that you're in, if it's not your purpose, it's not your purpose. And purpose and money are two different things. And we have to get this. We have to get this. And I mean, and then we end up living a life of complacency, right? We live a life of complacency. We don't even want to think about attempting to evolve, right? Attempting to evolve. And then, you know, we want the change, but then we don't want to make the changes. We don't want to make the changes. So again, when we get the information, we don't want to, it's just too much of a struggle to make the changes. We're just so tired. We're exhausted. We just don't want to change. It's just too convenient or inconvenient to make the change. And then we stay in this life that we don't want to live. You know, we're in this energy of misery, and we're blaming everything and everybody else for what's wrong in our lives, and we're not looking at the person who has the power to change everything, which is ourselves. We have the power to change every single aspect of what we are experiencing. Yes, you do. You have every single ounce of power to change it if you choose to. But again, we place blame, we're pointing the finger, this is why I was held down by the man, it's the man's fault, my husband, my wife, they want me to do this, if I quit this job, I'm in trouble. But everybody's suffering. You're suffering. Your family's suffering, okay? We're going through all of this emotional trauma, and again, and what's happening ultimately, our bodies are breaking down, and we are definitely not living a life of joy and abundance. And this all boils down to one thing that we're not utilizing, which we actually have been given, which is the power of free will. Of free will, you always have the right to change your reality. You always have the right. And believe me, I get it. You know, this whole conditioning process, you know, many times I get it. You're feeling bombarded. You're feeling weighted down. You're feeling scared, nervous. How can I make this right decision? You question every little thing that you do. You're in confusion. Do I turn to the right? Do I turn to the left? What do I do? I'm scared. I'm nervous. Help me. All right. And then, again, we're so bombarded with these layers that many times, even when it's right in front of us, we're still afraid to take that first step forward. We're still afraid to take that. And I get it. Just these layers. But you know what? There are some solutions out there. there are just some, there's some great information out there that absolutely will help us to set ourselves free, to be able to liberate ourselves from the constant bombardment. And on top of that, you know, we're also perpetually being bombarded with this symbolism that we don't even realize that it's in our face every day, that is keeping us captivated on some level. It is keeping us captivated on some level. But again, you have the ability to set yourself free, and we're going to definitely expand upon this momentarily. But I definitely want to go back to the whole job situation. So how many of you out there have had a job, right? And you're like, you know what, this job, you're getting paid, let's just say you're getting paid $300,000 a year. And you're like, you know, this is just not enough, right? And so the people out there that are making $150,000, you're like, what? The people that are making $300,000, that's not enough. Well, for you that's making $150,000, for the person that's making $100,000, right, they're looking at you like you make $150,000 and you're saying it's not enough, right? So so here it is, the person that's making $300,000, this is just a hypothetical. You're like, you know, I need another job where I need to be making more money. So what happens? We're on the hunt now. We're going on job interviews, and we're $400,000, $500,000, right? There's some, what we would consider great opportunities out there because of what this money looks like, right? Well, hold on to that thought, because we're going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
So we were just discussing about jobs and, you know, just giving a hypothetical, let's say you're making $300,000 a year and, you know, you're now looking for other jobs and you get a job where now you're getting paid $500,000. Still doing very similar to what you've been doing, you know, but this looks like you've made a vertical move, right? Like you've graduated. Well, I have to tell you, in all the years that I've been practicing, I have never had one client ever that has received an increase in their salary where they went from, it ended up being a horizontal move. It was not vertical. It really actually, as a matter of fact, they barely even moved. The only thing that made the difference, the only thing that changed was just the number of dollars and cents, but they're still in this life of stress. They're not happy. They're not living a life of joy. They're still living in lack. They really don't think they have enough, right? Because of the pressure and how they just made a horizontal move. They did not make a vertical move. See, we don't understand money. We don't understand energy. What we do understand is at an unconscious level is slavery. Right, because we don't even realize how we're actually in a form of slavery. Yes, it is absolute slavery. Okay, to be in these positions, and here it is, someone is out there dictating your entire reality based on a dollar sign, based on a dollar sign. And that is not living. You'll never have a life of freedom because you are enslaved. You know, and it didn't even start with your job. It actually started when you came into the world. You know, there's just so much that we don't know about our reality. We just don't. We don't know anything about, truly about how the Constitution was designed. We don't understand anything about, really about how the United States is functioning. We don't look at anything about the Federal Reserve, about the banking system. You know, do you even know why you even have a Social Security number? Do you even know why you are called a quote-unquote United States citizen? Okay, do you even know any of this? Because this is all playing into why you are feeling and functioning the way that you are. And when you are living that life, okay, you are definitely living in a life of enslavement. Okay, because the truth is, you have the right to be creating whatever amount of money you choose to do so. And you should absolutely be living in your purpose. And most of us are not. Again, we pick a job based on how much money we think we are getting paid. And the truth is, it is just a shackle. It's a shackle. And to know that, and you have to understand there's just so much that we're not understanding of how these systems even came together. Taxes, all of it. You know, the same time that the Federal Reserve came into reality is the same year that taxes were created. Do we know why? See, and again, these are the things that we are not learning. And you see, when you have this information, this is when you can begin to make conscious decisions, right? When you look at the dollar bill, oh my goodness, you know, the dollar bill was designed. There are so many symbols on there, and we're talking like hidden symbolism. Well, technically, let me revoke that, because it's not even hidden. It's in your face. You just don't realize what you're looking at, okay? But there is so much symbolism on that dollar bill, okay, that just when we look at it, we don't even realize how we're being affected by this piece of paper, okay? And we keep chasing it. And you know that expression, time is money. Money is time. Bam, guess again, that's not true. It was never true, okay? It was never true. But again, this has been our conditioning process. I know for myself, that's what I always thought. You know, I was going to graduate, get a job, and how much money am I going to get paid? How much money am I going to get paid? How much am I going to get paid, right? That's always the driving force. I mean, when I graduated from chiropractic school, I was, you know, trying to find a position. You know, I had chiropractors that came back to the school and said, oh, you know, make sure you work in personal injury because that's where the money is. And I did personal injury, you know, car accidents, slip falls. Oh, my goodness. You talk about misery? That was one reality I just never want to be a part of again, because you know why? It did not support my reality, my purpose, okay? Because that was never an environment about healing, okay? Insurance claims, doctor visits. I mean, it was just never about healing. And all I ever wanted to do was help people to heal. That was it. That was all that I've ever wanted to do. But what came in? What was I blinded by? Okay, money. Right? It was about money, 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 money. Okay? And even though I was telling myself, right, that I want to heal, I want to help people to heal, I was still blinded by this thing called money. And I was not living my purpose. And I got to tell you, when you are not in purpose, the truth is you're always going to be chasing this thing called money. Yes, you will. You will always be chasing money. But again, see, when you begin to understand how things were even created, how they came into existence, how it's all functioning, which you should know because you have the right to know, you know, this will change things for you. Okay, when I learned, I was just blown away when I learned that the United States is actually a corporation. It's a corporation. You know, I was having a conversation last night with someone, and they were stating how there was a person out there that had 2 degrees and how she can't get a job. And, you know, we didn't get into it afterwards. And I just said to myself, you know what, she's not in her purpose. It doesn't matter if she has 10 degrees, because if she's not in her purpose, right, this is part of the reason. But, again, we're so blinded by this belief system. Go to school. Get a degree. This is going to promise you. I had a client once that said to me, well, she went to an Ivy League school. Well, I went to an Ivy League school, so why can't I get a job? Why can't I get paid? I was like, well, you've been lied to. And that's true. It doesn't matter whether you went to this Ivy League school or this school over here. That is the game that we've been playing, that we've been and playing ourselves, okay? And this same client who was questioning why they couldn't get a job because they went to an Ivy League school, when they began to tap into purpose, that is when things began to change for them. And when they would step out of purpose, that's when there was the drama again. But as soon as they would get back into purpose, that's when their life would start to change for the better, right? But again, we're not in purpose. We're not in purpose, and we don't even know anything about our reality. Like I said, when I learned that the United States was a corporation, I was, what? Say that again. What? Okay, rewind. What did you just say? Did you just say that the United States is a corporation, right? And then to learn that my Social Security number is actually my ID number, meaning I'm an employee of the United States? What? Wait a second. I need to know more, okay? And then when I really start to understand the symbolism that's sitting on this thing called the dollar bill, that they even tried to create the dollar bill, and it's actually the dimensions, okay? When they were saying how it was set up, they're calling it the magic carpet, okay? You understand? There is just so much hidden meaning that we're not learning about that is in our faces every day. And you see, the challenge is that you will never get that in your school, okay? It's not going to be in your elementary school. It's not going to be in your junior high school. It's not going to be in your high school because they would never allow that to come into the school system. I mean, they might even let mindfulness come in today. They might let mindfulness come in today. So if they're struggling with mindfulness, you better believe that they are not going to let that come into school, into the school system today. And you might get it in college. You might. It doesn't matter which school you go to, all right, because there are reasons why this information is being held back, right? But guess who can get access to it? Everyone, if you really want it. And, you know, when you start to get it is when you start to ask for it, okay? We have this belief system that if you just sit there, it's going to show up at your front door, right? But if your mind isn't on it, you're not focused on it, it's not going to reveal itself. And I just know as a child, you know, it would drive my family crazy because I was always like, why? Why? Even some of my colleagues, they're like, why are you always asking why? Because it doesn't make sense to me and I want information. I need to understand what's happening. I just can't, you know, you just can't tell me something and expect me to sit there and go, okay, you know, I need to understand why you're telling me this, right? I want to know why. And that why led me to the next thing and to the next thing and to the next thing and to the next thing, you know? And the reason why it would drive people crazy is because we're conditioned to shut up and sit down and be quiet. That is what you're supposed to do, right? And the only time that you can actually speak is when I tell you to do that, you know? But, you know, of course I would always get in trouble in school because I would be raising my hand, you know, and I would want to know more information. And, yeah, so I remember those days. But I see why. I see why. Because I was always asking why. I always wanted to know more. I just cannot, you know, it was very difficult. You know, they would label you as having like ADD, you know, if you couldn't keep still. But, you know, I realized that there were two places that I was challenged with sitting in. That was school and church. School and church. School and church. Let me just say that again. Can I say that again? School and church. I always felt very uncomfortable in these buildings, right? And it had to do with because there was just information there that I always felt was missing. I always felt like I was missing. And my life, I've been definitely spending my life on this quest of getting the appropriate information. And it has led me to some of the greatest teachings and teachers that one could ever ask for, because I stayed on the quest. And guess what? If you want this information, everyone has the right to have it too, okay? We all are supposed to have it. We're never not supposed to have it. We are supposed to understand the truth of who we are. So the main thing, one of the main things that we need to understand about this feeling stuck, one main thing here is, well, it's a couple of things. But one thing is the fact that you're definitely not in your purpose and that you are literally selling your soul for money, all right? And if you don't like what Jean said, you're judging it. You're like, how could she say that? I got it. No, she doesn't understand my situation. I don't have to understand your situation. This is spiritual awareness. This is the truth about the cosmos, okay? Ask and you shall receive. You just have to believe like you received, okay? It's written in every spiritual text, and we even knock that and kick that to the side. We don't even learn the truth of the teachings. We just let people tell us things again, and then we keep going. And then we're like, why does life keep happening this way? Okay? Again, you have to be willing to ask, what are you telling me? We have to be willing to get the teachings to put ourselves in the environment. So one thing that I know for sure today, that if you are not in your divine purpose, and everyone on this planet, no matter what part of the planet you're being born, where you're born, what family you're being born into, you have a divine mission that you agreed to that you would fulfill. And because we're not fulfilling it, no matter what you do, if you're not in your divine purpose, your mission, you truly are not living a life of joy. Okay? You're not living a life of joy. You can't. You might experience some joy, but to really state that you are in joy and abundance, okay, to really state that you are in joy and abundance, it's so challenging because you are giving your energy to other things and other people and situations, people, places, things and events, that you are just continuously giving your energy over to. And what are you not doing? You are not feeding. You are not serving. You are not giving in your divine purpose. Because that's where all the love is, the joy is. That's where it is, ultimately. Whatever it is that you, I mean, there's just one thing that we're not looking at, and that's the fact that everyone is a living God. Are we living it? No, we're not. Okay, we're living in slavery, okay? And we know that God is not a slave, okay? I don't know anywhere in my reality. That is something that I know for sure, all right? And I am definitely trying to fulfill my life and align myself with the absolute almighty everything, the source in which all matter and life originates. All matter and life originates. And when you look at your dogs, your cats, the trees, the cows, the plants, they're not even remotely living the life that we're living because they're living their divine purpose. Well, guess what? You have one too. But when you're not living it, this is when we're feeling shackled, when we're not happy, when we're not living in a state of joy or abundance, you know, and life just becomes so challenging. So with that being said, I'm going to take another sponsor break and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And we are discussing, do you feel like you are stuck in life and can't seem to pinpoint why? Learn how to identify the why and how to liberate yourself to live the life you should be living, right? So we were just talking about purpose. And, you know, purpose is divine. It's an order. It's an evolution. It is a continuous expansion. It is a magnet to continue to attract and magnetize all of the higher teachings. You will always, when you're in purpose, you know, I would say being in purpose is like, you know how they say the haves and the have-nots, okay? Well, being in purpose is definitely the have and the have-nots, because when you're not in purpose, there's information that you just cannot receive. You just won't get it. And why won't you get it? Because you're not in the frequency in order for you to be able to magnetize it. The higher teachings will not come to you. They just won't. And even there are times they're actually sitting right there in front of you, but you can't even process the information there in front of you because you're not in the frequency. You're not in the frequency. Purpose is a frequency. It is a frequency. And when you are not in purpose, you're not in that divine frequency. And you, even if we try and convince ourselves this is what we have to do right now, you have to begin to take responsibility for where your life is and how it is functioning. How it is functioning. You have to. If you don't begin to take responsibility, you're always going to be blaming and pointing the fingers at others or things, and life will just not expand to you. It won't evolve in the way that you want it to. And guess what? It does not have to be that way. So, you know, when you look at the real issue about our jobs, it's just one thing, ultimately, with regards to your job, is that you're not in purpose, that you're not in your divine purpose. Now, part of the reason we get it, you're living in fear. And what is fear? Fear is actually an acronym for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Let me say that again. Fear. F. False. E. Evidence. A. Appearing. And R. Real. That we've bought into this belief system that we have to go out there, get a job, and make a certain amount of money. And oh my, and if you're making millions and the person that's making $30,000 or $50,000, you know, how do we see ourselves even in that situation? Are we better than the person that's making the $50,000, the $30,000 a year? We're in this constant judgment. We're in constant judgment. You understand? That's an issue. That creates a divisiveness because the person that's making $10 billion of dollars a year is no different from the person that's making $50,000. Because I guarantee you, the person that may be creating $50,000, they may actually be in their purpose, right? And they're in joy and abundance, and they are living the most expansive life, okay? But again, we have this belief system that if we're making all this money up here, right, that our lives have to be better. And you know, if there are a lot of millionaires out there, there are a lot of billionaires out there that are not in their purpose, and they keep striving for more money. I have some clients who are millionaires, and you know what? Not happy. And they're not in their purpose, making millions. And I know someone says that, but my gosh, you ever hear about a celebrity that they made all this money, right, and all of a sudden they go bankrupt, right? They go bankrupt, right? And then we're like, how could they? Oh, my gosh, they had all this money. They should have been, what happened? Or somebody that committed suicide. I don't understand. They had all this money. They had everything. Says who? What are we doing in that moment? Number one, we're judging that person. That's a challenge, right? Because we don't even know the story, right? But we're putting all these beliefs because we're not in joy. We're not in abundance. We're not living through what the truth is, which is called universal principles, right? All these belief systems, all these things that we've bought into and that we just continue to stay, what, on this hamster wheel of this energy, of this fear, of this misinformation, and we're in just constant lack and scarcity and doubt and fear. And here it is, like I said, we're judging. And there are many celebrities out there that have made millions of dollars, and why do they end up losing what they would consider losing it? Because you know what? They're not in their truth either, right? And that's what it is. It's just one thing. They're not in their truth, because if they were, life would have never moved for them like that. And what is it? What is being stated here by you're not in your truth? That you don't even understand your own existence. You're not in your purpose. You're not in your truth, okay? And we think that that is the life. And there are many celebrities out there that are not joyful, that are not living in joy. They don't think that their life is abundant, right? They don't think that it's abundant, that they think that they're still, you know, that they don't have enough, right? And that things just don't seem to be moving forward for them, right? But again, they're no different from you. They're no different from me. They're no different from the next person. You know, we're really just all part of one major, ultra-mega level here, one layer. We're one, okay? We're really part of a unified mind. But because we live in this whole divisive, separatist, state of consciousness, this is what we get more of. So we understand that we are just part of one mind, a whole unified field of consciousness. Things could really change for us. And there's nothing but abundance around you. It is always around you. I know when you're driving past the farm and you see those cows out there on the farm grazing, right? Do you think they're thinking about where their next check is coming from? Do you think about where their next meal is coming from? They already know that they're divine, okay? The cows know that they're divine. The dogs know that they're divine. The trees know that they're divine. We're the only ones that still haven't gotten that. You know, they know that they're one with the source, okay? We're questioning it. And when something goes wrong, oh, many of us have questioned God. Oh, I don't understand why God would do this. I don't understand why God would do that. If we really even understood the source of all things, we would never even make that statement. We wouldn't, because you wouldn't have to, because you would understand that lack and scarcity could never exist. It can't. That is just a frame of mind that we have created for ourselves, and that is perpetually in our faces every day. And because of this lack of information, this is what happened. So I just have some exciting news that I just want to share. And that, you know, it's just time to learn the truth. It is time to learn the truth. And the information is out there. You know, and I know because I'm always learning. There isn't a day that I'm not learning. I was just in a conversation with Dr. Pukram this morning, and I'm telling you, I got off the phone with her this morning. I'm like, I think my hair just grew like 20 more inches, okay, because the information never stops. I could be watching a video that comes into my reality, and I just got a wealth of information, a book, a piece of paper, an article, right? It just keeps coming. It doesn't shut off. And the information I receive today, it is always expansive. It is always the information that comes into my reality today is always about evolution. It's not nonsensical. It isn't. It is always every piece of information that comes into my reality today is always about evolution. And why is that? Because where am I? I am in my purpose, and I am definitely evolving. And like I said, even as a child, I've always wanted the information. So we are just so excited here at the Jewel University, and I know that this is definitely what led me to Dr. Jewel Pukram and to the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, because I wanted to know more. You know, I would just always say, you know, this just can't be it. That there just has to be more in life. It just can't be this and this only. You know, there just has to be more. And I have to tell you, I remember the first time I even saw Dr. Pukram's, one of her videos, I was just in awe. Like, what? What is going to hold up? I mean, I just stopped what I was doing, and I was just completely polarized, and I just had to just stop and listen. And then after that, like many others who have followed Dr. Pukram, excuse me, I just need to take a sip of water, because she's just always bringing the wealth of information. That's even what this network is about, so you can get the nourishment for your brain, okay? So like I was saying, just beginning to follow her. So this way, again, it was just always about getting the wealth of information. And I can say since I've been here, that is never not the case. No matter what class we're in, no matter what meeting we're in, no matter what training we're in, it is always highly expansive information. And with that being said, hold on. When we come back, I have some exciting information to share with you. And we'll take a sponsored break, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cindy Blackman-Santana,
and thank you for the honor of this interview and being able to talk about the balancing program. I'm really, you know, I think Dr. Jewel is amazing, and it is an honor to study from her and to know her and to learn from her. I believe that when you balance yourself, that it just increases exponentially. You know, at least I've noticed that for me. And it makes you more efficient. I am a drummer. I compose, and I also sing. My main instrument is drums, and I've been playing since I was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, you know, since very young, so all of my life. I would say that, you know, since balancing, again, my awareness is more heightened in terms of my hearing the music and what I'm hearing in the music, as well the way that I focus in on the music because of the general heightened level of focus that I've gained from balancing. That has also helped. I do find as well that I'm probably more, I would say, relaxed when I play, because performing, I don't know if I will ever get rid of the pre-performance jitters, you know, for wanting to bring about, you know, the highest and most loving energy, you know. So I've gone through that. Am I going to bring that tonight? You know.
But
I would say that since balancing, I don't really ask myself that question anymore, because I already know, you know, I already know that my existence is bringing that because of who I am. And that is certainly been helped by the brain balancing program and by balancing on these symbols. I've heard Dr. Jewel say this many, many times, and as my brain was becoming balanced and once it became balanced, then I understood her words even more. We need people with balanced brains. We need people who are functioning at the highest level that they can function.
Yeah,
so get to balancing, y'all. It's a thing.
Okay, that was Cindy Blackman Santana, and I had the privilege of seeing her in concert almost 2 weeks ago. Wow, what an experience seeing Cindy and Carlos Santana live. That was just such an amazing experience, and I'm just so grateful for having been invited and having the opportunity to meet with her. And it was absolutely a wonderful, wonderful show. So if you've never seen them live and in concert, please take the opportunity to go. So please pardon us. There were some technicalities that were going on. We're not exactly sure, but we will get it fixed. So we have a few minutes here, and it's so important that I get this information out. I'm not sure exactly where things were left off. I was talking about how, you know, it's so important that we get the information. And last week we had Dr. Jewel on. She was talking about her class that she's going to be teaching called Think Like a Neuron. But there has been a change, and that is because this course now that is coming up that is in demand. When I tell you that this course is in demand, and it's coming from our students at Jewel University, and we're opening up to the public, and it's called Create a Life of Sovereignty. Create a Life of Sovereignty. Learn you can be sovereign in this lifetime. Create a Life of Sovereignty. Yes, you can be sovereign in this lifetime. And this class, I am telling you, Dr. Jewel is going to take us on a journey of understanding all of it, just how things are shaped here, and how things, not just here in the United States, but you have to understand the existence of what you're living in, okay? It is so important. She's going to break down symbolism, okay? She's going to show you why you're even in the program that you're in and why you're still in the program that you're in. And, you know, before I was talking about purpose, right? See, there's just so many things that you need to know. And I was stating earlier that you're not going to get it in the school systems. You're not going to get it in college. You know, that's why these schools of thought have been created, right? That's why they've been created, because we need the information. And this course that Dr. Jewel is going to teach, Create a Life of Sovereignty, it is going to be one powerful course. I mean, last week there were some things that we were teaching that were being told with the students, and and some of the students that were in another course that they were taking, they didn't even want to get off of this course because they were so magnetized by the information, and they knew that this information that they were being exposed to in that moment was playing such a major role as to why they were not in their purpose. You see, you have to understand that when you are evolving into your purpose, you are now creating a life of sovereignty. But you see, if you don't even know anything about your own existence, do you know why you have a social security number? Do you know what a lot of this symbolism is that you're looking at every day, okay? It's important that we have it. And when we have it, it is going to change everything for you. It will change everything for you. And one of the best things, you know, Felicia and I, we talk about this every day. This is Dr. Jewel's executive assistant and the radio show host on Wednesdays for the Universal Principles Hour and the Jewel University Provost. Yes, Felicia wears many hats, but you know what? Every single aspect, every hat that she is wearing is part of her purpose, and it all comes together so beautifully. But we just talk about it. We just, every day, we're expressing gratitude for having the opportunity for being here. Why? Because we continue to get the information that is allowing us to evolve. And we are so excited about this course that's being taught. We're excited about all the courses that are being taught. But see, when you begin to understand, okay, so now so the information that's going to be brought forth to you in this course, then you're going to say, well, now what? What do I do? How do I evolve? Well, you know what? There is, we always have the information that's going to allow you to take the next step. But you're going to learn that this symbolism is so important. And she is really going to show, I mean, there's so many things, even why we use the word sun, S-O-N, versus sun, S-U-N, okay? There's just so many things that have, the distortions that have taken place, religiously, spiritually, monetarily, physically, emotionally. Dr. Joel is bringing the wealth. So you want to take advantage of this course. You can go on to the Joel website, www.juis.education, and register for this course, Create a Life of Sovereignty. Okay, you'll be able to create a life of sovereignty. Excuse me. So you can be sovereign in this life. And I'm telling you, after that class on Friday, this is our Dr. Joel Brain Balancing class, the students were like, what? I mean, they were like, wait a minute. You're telling me that I can create this life of sovereignty? And sovereignty is not about a document or a piece of paper or something that you sign up for, okay? It is an evolutionary process, okay? And it will all come together. And this is what the Joel University of Immortal Sciences absolutely stands itself on, is the fact that as long as you continue to get the teachings, you do what's necessary, you are going to watch your life unfold into a life of sovereignty. And there are many people out there that aren't paying taxes. There are many people out there that they don't have a birth certificate, okay? They don't have a Social Security number, right? But they're not in their purpose, and they're not sovereign, okay? See, many people think that that's what sovereign is, okay? Not paying taxes, not having a birth certificate, not having a Social Security card. Nope. Okay, living a life of sovereignty, it will all come together when you understand the truth of your existence. But many of us don't even know the truth of our own existence. Okay, do you know that your Social Security number is on a stock exchange? Did you know that? Okay, did you know that your birth certificate is identical to a certificate of manifest? Okay, listen. We need to get the information, and we are just so excited about this course that Dr. Joel is bringing forth. It is in demand. It is in demand. People want this information, and when you have it and you're standing on this and you understand it and you are evolving through it, it will change everything for you. You're now in a frequency of change, and when you're in a frequency of change, that means that you will continue to magnetize all the information to you. So get yourself registered for this course. You don't have to be enrolled into the Joel University, but go to www.juis.education, get enrolled in this course, create a life of sovereignty. Okay, so yes, you can live a life of sovereignty. You can live a life of sovereignty in this lifetime, okay? So check us out. We love you. We're always bringing the information. Remember, go to juis.education and get yourself registered. We're running an early bird special now. Don't miss out. Get yourself signed up. And let's learn, let's grow, let's evolve, let's expand together.
Thank you for sharing this hour with
us. You've
purpose. Been listening
Love
to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Joel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Joel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Joel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.